It's the end of summer as we know it. And it might not really be the end of summer by calendar standards, but by your beer baroness's standards, it's definitely the end of summer because it's August 31st. And if there's one thing that surely signifies the end of summer in the Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area, that's the WEBN fireworks. Now, these are actually happening tomorrow, September 1st, but I won't be in attendance this year, as I will be at the Renaissance Festival, or as those of us in the know call it, the Renfest. And I can't wait to fill my Red Dragon leather mug full of some ye old ale. But until then, let me fill my belly with not one, but two beers to say adios to summer. So I'm sitting out here in the dark, in the driveway, in camp chairs with none other than my husband, Nick. Say hi, Nick.
Hi.
He is sitting here with a Camel Light in his lips, ready to open my New Belgium Day Blazer as he huffed a big cloud of smoke in my face. So I've actually had New Belgium Day Blazer before, and this is honestly probably one of the most drinkable summer beers that I've come across since summer trip. And it's a refreshing golden ale that comes in at 4.8 ABV. So already, you know, right there, you're going to be able to knock back more than one or two of these at a time because it's so low on the scale. Now, I did learn that this was a cream style ale, which I didn't know before. So it's a lot like Braxton Storm, if you've had that. Which I didn't really equate the two at first, but knowing that it's a cream style ale, I mean, that makes sense because I've had Storm a lot of times. But so this beer, as you can hear, is one of those beers that would be best served chilled right out of the cooler because, like its name implies, it's an easygoing ale. This beer is a beer that you're going to want to take to cookouts, go cabrewing with, sit in your driveway, smoking a cigarette, having a drink. And so, obviously, name-wise, I'm going to give it a 5 because I like the name Day Blazer. Easygoing ale that pretty much states easygoing for your summer adventures. What do you think, Nick?
Yeah.
Have you had this beer before? Take a drink.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You don't want to drink after me?
No, I'm drinking my drink.
Oh, Nick's having a beer, but we're not going to talk about it because we're not talking about his beer on this podcast. We're talking about my beer and my other beer that I've got on deck here as well because I'm double fisting it tonight, folks, because I got to clear out my summer beer selection to make way for the fall beers. But yeah, so I'm going to give the name a 5 because, like I said, this is an easy drinking ale. Its name straight up implies that, you know, you're going to be able to knock back a few of these. The can art, I'm going to go with a 5. It's bright blue, bright yellow, maybe not bright blue, I guess. Maybe like a medium blue, but a bright yellow, and it's got like this, like Indian looking sun coming up from the bottom of the can on it. So I'm going to give that a 5 as well. And as far as drinkability goes, I'm going to give it a hell yeah, hit me again, bartender, because it's just a really drinkable beer and I like it. Now, New Belgium, they actually have two breweries. They have one in Colorado, and they also have one in North Carolina. So that's cool that they have two.
They brewed in the Rockies, I can tell you that much.
Not brewed in the Rockies? Nah. Yeah, it's brewed in Fort Collins, Colorado. I don't know anything about Fort Collins, Colorado. I've never been there. I mean, hell, I've never been to Colorado, so there you go. But,
In the mountains, don't turn blue.
Nick's talking about domestic Coors Light there, where when your mountains are as blue. What is it? When they're blue as the Rockies, that's when it's like the coldest at something like that. I don't know. The next beer I'm going to talk about is one that this is a brand that I don't know much about, and I've never actually had one of their beers. It's called Unveiled Brewing Company. And the only thing I know about this brewery is that it's a California brewery. And the beer I'm going to review tonight is just, honestly, I don't even think it has a name. It just says Mango India Pale Ale. And so, you know, out the gate, it doesn't even have a name. So, but let me tell you why I think it doesn't have a name. Okay, first off, let me take a drink, because honestly, I've never even had this beer. So I'm smelling it, and I can smell the mango in it. And, you know, it is a pale ale. It is an IPA, so I'm going to say that whatever fruit it's brewed with, I'm going to be able to taste it right off the bat. This is actually really good. I can taste the mango a lot. I mean, it has a very distinctive fruit flavor. First sip. And that doesn't happen a lot. I actually really like this. The can art has a parrot on it, and on one side it's looks like a regular parrot, and on the other side, it's black and white split can. On the black side you can see the bird's bones, and on the white side it looks like a normal parrot. And I have noticed with a lot of this, a lot of the can art, sorry, I'm belching up my beer. The Unveiled Brewing Company seems to use animals a lot on their cans. I will give the can art a 5 because it looks really cool. And, as far as taste goes, I'm going to give it a 5. And what I was getting ready to say about the name, the beer doesn't seem to have a name, but I'm going to go ahead and say it because the name of the beer company is called Unveiled Brewing Company. Maybe these beers don't have specific names. I just totally forgot where I was going with this. Oh, shit.
You like that beer?
I do like it. I like it a lot. I want you to try it because you can. I want you to.
You lost me at IPA. I'm good.
Well, I mean, seriously, this the mango in this is very prevalent. But, where I was going with this is a lot of beers, a lot of companies name their beers something clever to, you know, I think make you buy the beer. And sometimes the name, you know, you can kind of get what the flavor might be by the name. But maybe because this beer's so good, it doesn't need a damn name. And it's just is what it is. Mango India Pale Ale. What do you think, Nick?
Good for you.
Yeah, well, this is a little bit more. I actually like this more than the Day Blazer. And I'm really not much on IPAs, but this one's really good. It's a 6.5% ABV, so a little bit more. A little bit more than what I was drinking before. But totally worth it because it's a better flavored beer. But I am going to say that if you've been listening to my podcast, they sound a little amateur. And that's because They are. I'm an amateur at this. And I wanted to also take the opportunity to talk about the direction that I'm going to be going with this podcast. If you've been listening, you're going to know that, you know, I seem to be all over the place. Well, I have a new partner in the works who is going to help me with that. And I think we're going to get a lot nailed down in our upcoming meeting about where this podcast is going. Because for my next podcast, I want to do like a taste test of some different beers for the fall. And what I've noticed when I've been going to the grocery stores or to, you know, liquor stores and beer places is that for about a month, probably the beginning of August, they started putting out all the Oktoberfest beers. And I'm not talking about like the pumpkin beers. I mean, those are out too, don't get me wrong. But I'm talking about like the Oktoberfest beers. So I want to do a taste test of some of these beers, and I was actually able to purchase some tonight and fit them in my refrigerator. I actually need to get a beer refrigerator, Nick. I need you to buy me one of those because I could have more beer if I have more room, but we have a child, so we do have to have food in our home, you know, and we're in our 30s. I think those days of, you know, just fitting beer in your fridge and old pizza boxes are kind of gone, you know. Can't really roll like that anymore. So, but like I said, you know, I've got a few more of these summer beers I'm trying to crush and get through so I can get my fall beers in. But yeah, I really think the direction that my podcast is going, everyone will be satisfied with. And I'm hoping to make my podcast a little bit longer because I have heard from a couple of people that, you know, they liked my podcast and they were entertained, but that it could be a little bit longer. And I totally agree. And I mean, I have no problems with talking more. Anyone that knows me knows that that is definitely a strong suit of mine, just running my mouth. So yeah, I would give this unveiled. I would give it a hell yeah. Hit me again, bartender, for taste. Can art, I would give a 5. Taste. I already said taste. Hell yeah, hit me again, bartender, but it's a 5. And the name, I'm just going to go with, I'm going to go with 5 because I think it's so good that it doesn't really need a name. It just says, hey, I'm a Mango India Pale Ale, and that's what you're getting, mother. That's right. That's what you're getting. So I'm going to sit here and I'm going to finish my beers and I'm going to say adios to summer, and I'm looking forward to the fall season coming in because I'm looking forward to drinking some darker beers, because in the summer, like I had stated in my very first podcast, I like the lighter beers in the summer. But, you know, now that it's getting fall, I'm going to be able to get into some ambers and just some darker beers, and hell, I might even start drinking some porters and stouts. Might not even wait till winter for that. Usually those are my winter selection beers, but I've said too much, and you know, I don't want to give everything away right now in this podcast, but yeah, so go out and check out the Unveiled Brewing Company to see what other beers they offer. I'm not really sure what other offerings they have. I haven't really looked too much when it comes to this. I just really got this to complete make your own 6-pack because I had never had it and I like the can. So yeah, I would definitely check that out. And then when the summer months roll around again, check out New Belgium Day Blazer. You know, if you have a Top Golf around where you live, that's where I first had it and enjoyed it. And it was a great light beer, so I could get my golf on. Nick's laughing because I suck at golf. I think it's because I have a bigger chest and I think my boobs get in the way.
You trying to pick up more listeners?
I am trying to pick up more listeners, you know, talking about my chest. But, no, so I guess I'm going to sign off here. I'm going to try to do my podcast once a week. That's going to be part of the new format, is I'm going to try to do it once a week, as time will allow, because I know it's hard to believe, but I actually do have a life outside of this. Thank God, you know, and a day job, because, you know, I'm right. So, yeah, we got a, I think at least one of those is our dogs.
Both
barking. No, it's both of them. So, whatever you do to say goodbye to summer, do it now, because fall is right around the corner, folks. And this has been your beer baroness, Ashley, and her husband, the Baron of nothing, Nick Holler.
Get out of my face.
And, yes, so this is me signing off, because I'm totally running out of things to talk about, and to all a good night.